And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 8th of November, 2016, Election Day in the United States. English settlers began voting almost as soon as they landed on American soil in the Jamestown colony. 1607, they held an election to select a leader for the colony. First presidential election in the U.S., 1789, at a time when only white men over the age of 21 who owned property had the right to vote, about 6% of the population able to go to the polls. It's the birthday of the novelist Kazuo Ishiguro, born in Japan but moved to England at the age of 5, best known for his novel Remains of the Day, about an English butler who regrets what might have been, and Never Let Me Go, a novel in which human clones are harvested for their organs. Ishiguro, who spent a gap year after university hitchhiking through America, he said, "I tried to be a songwriter, but the door never opened." It's the birthday of Dorothy Day, the social activist and journalist, born in Brooklyn Heights, raised in San Francisco, wrote her autobiography, The Long Loneliness, about her conversion to Catholicism and the founding of her houses of hospitality, the Dorothy Day Centers, shelters for people in need. It was on this day, 1895, X-rays were discovered by the physicist Wilhelm Röntgen. He kept them a secret for a year, and then the X-rays were used to set the broken arm of a young boy in New Hampshire. It's the birthday of the novelist Raja Roe, born in Hassan, India, 1908, one of the first Indian writers to try to capture in English the rhythm of Indian life. He taught Indian philosophy for years at the University of Texas, Austin, died in 2006 at the age of 97. And it's the birthday of Margaret Mitchell, born Atlanta, 1900. She wrote feature stories for the Atlanta newspaper, wrote about rodeos and beauty contests and prisons and hospitals, then developed a terrible pain in her ankle. She couldn't walk, so she had to quit her job, stay home, reading books, decided to try to write one herself. And she wrote one called Gone with the Wind. She started out with the last chapter. It took her 9 years to write it. Book was published 1936, 1,000 pages long, sold millions of copies, was made into a movie starring Clark Gable and Vivian Leigh. Here's a poem for today, a poem from 1875 by W. E. Henley, Invictus. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll, I am the master of my fate, I am the captain of my soul. W. E. Henley, from 1875, Invictus. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Staples, offering tech services for small business like PC setup and repair. More at Staples Stores or staples.com/tech services. Staples, make more happen. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.